You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He is
good. Yes, He is good. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So, Father, I come before your throne, washed in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for giving me the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. Make me a quick understanding so I do not judge by what I see with my eyes or hear with my ears, but by what your Holy Spirit reveals to me. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence and ask you to be Lord over this ministry and all that is done here. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to anoint this time of prayer and ministry. We claim the blood of Jesus over this session for our protection. We proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord here and that this is holy ground. We take authority in the name of Jesus and the power of his blood and word and command all evil spirits to leave this property now. We claim this room sealed in the name and authority of Jesus. We bind and forbid any evil spirits on the outside from having any knowledge or influence in this room. We thank you that the battle is the Lord's, but the victory is ours. We thank you that you have the right to adjust, shift, change, move, do whatever is necessary to bring forth your glory, your power, your might, your dominion, your rest, your peace, your increase, your victory in every area of our lives. And we call it manifested right now in Jesus' name. And all in agreement say, amen. That's not here. What we've been talking about? The language of love, love language. ways we feel and receive love. So there's multiple ways that we feel and receive love. So I've taken this from a perspective of how God uses love language to communicate to us. And then how we in turn can use love language to communicate to each other. And what we found out about Godhead is that they operate in all five of the love languages. And what are those five? Gifts, acts of service, quality time, affirmation, physical touch. Touch somebody. So let's read John chapter 13, 34 through 35 together. I'm giving you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. So you too are to love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love and unselfish concern for one another. That you love one another, just as I have loved you. By this, everyone will know. So did they just say that only the saved people know that you have love? Didn't say that? Say everyone? So love has something that can be seen. So the unsaved should be able to see that you have love one for another. The saved people should be able to see that you have love one for another. So everyone, that's what the scriptures say, everyone should be able to see that you have love one for another. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, is everybody seeing? See what they say. All right, so we talked about gifts. Remember we talked about the gifts? How many of you all said that your number one love language was gifts? Raise your hand if that was you saying gifts was it. So nobody in here like gifts? Okay, all right. Okay, all right. It's not your number one, okay? Anybody had gifts as their number one? Jasmine, where you at? Oh, Jasmine, I didn't hear yet. Okay, all right. All right, so let's move fast and get away from that one then. All right. Number two, acts of service. How many said acts of service was there? Okay. All right. Okay. How many said quality time was there, number one? Okay. Like spending time. All right, well, today we're going to talk about words of affirmation. Words of affirmation. That used to be my number one. Now it's my number two. Words of affirmation. So, the A-Team just want to let you guys know about how well y'all flowing with the Holy Spirit, because today in the A-Team, when we had prayer breakfast this morning, what happened was that Corey came up with an idea. I think Andre had the same idea about turning to the person to your right and telling them something good about them that you noticed and you observed and you wanted to bring out. So just letting you guys know y'all were flowing. So we got to deal with words of affirmation, and last is physical touch. How many of y'all like to be touched? I mean, you know, in the right way. Yeah. Appreciate your honesty. Okay. Go ahead and say, touch me. Is that what you said? That touch me, all right? So words of affirmation. Who have you complimented lately? Uh-oh. That's a raise your hand question. Who have you complimented lately? Got a mic right here. Raise your hand so you can see it. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Who have you complimented lately?
Laura.
Miss Laura, what did you say to Miss Laura?
I like how she looked, her makeup and everything. Okay.
Did you receive it, Miss Laura?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I complimented about 7 people today.
Okay. Which 7 want to say what she said to her? Okay. Nicole? Oh.
Ain't nobody raised their hand.
Okay. No. Okay. All right. Who going to tell me? Tell me something that she said to her. Ed, you were next.
I think it was the bright colors. She loves beautiful, bright colors in the morning.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yes, sir?
I complimented Will.
Will. Okay. All right. And Will, you remember what he said to you? Pass him the mic.
He said he notices how much I love my wife and my daughter. We're like in a little bubble, and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, but he can see the love for Megan and for Jazz. And then he also really appreciated me for certainly assisting in the sound ministry. And with that being said, I'm certainly happy and glad to do it.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'll tell you, Doc, I got two compliments.
Okay.
She just gave me one.
Okay.
About she liked my sweater.
Okay.
And I think it was Sharon. I think it was Sharon that gave me a compliment, too, about my sweater.
Okay. So y'all know y'all pastor always setting y'all up, right? I'll let you go ahead. Go ahead, yeah.
I was just going to say, Sharon came in real bougie this morning with her sunglasses with no sun outside. So I made sure I commented on them.
Well, up until that point. I'm just joking with folks. The point I wanted to make was, you notice that everybody who got a compliment could remember what was said to them. So when you're speaking compliments to people, they don't forget those things. So that's what I wanted. That's why I asked the person who was complimented to say something. Yes, ma'am.
I think Sharon complimented me. She said that she liked my sweater.
Okay.
And my necklace.
Okay. Did she have her sunglasses on when she?
No, she did.
Okay. All right, just check. I got one right here. Just raise your hand so they can see. So we don't forget what's said to us, either positive or negative. But you stay on the positive side.
Yeah, I got a compliment this morning. I got a few. Pastor said he liked my tie this morning. And Wayne said he liked my hookup, and Miss Laura said that she thought I looked real nice this morning.
Okay, all right. Oh! She said it several times.
Yes.
Okay, all right. It's good. It's all good. All right. She rising up. The wife rising up. Like, okay, all righty, brother. Rising up. We straight. So words of affirmation. That's giving praise. That's giving. If you need a notebook and pen, just raise your hand. We'll get it to you. I see one. Everybody got? So a pen and paper, we'll get it to you. So words of affirmation is basically, essentially giving praise, encouragement, and thanks. Need one more. It's giving praise, encouragement, and thanks. So do you know how powerful it is to say thanks to somebody? You know, y'all know that some people don't say thanks, right? You give them something, you help them out, they don't say nothing? Especially holding the door. He said, especially holding the door. Oh, what did you say, oh, Lord, for Brandon? What happened? Give me a mic. She said, oh, Lord.
No, I had to squash a situation at work
okay.
with some people because someone had not said thank you when uh-huh. that person held the door open.
It okay.
just totally messed up their entire day
okay.
because someone didn't say thank you okay. for something okay. so small.
So what did you tell them?
Well, just to remember that when you're holding the door, you're not doing it for thanks.
Okay.
Even though it's nice to be thanked,
uh-huh.
but the action itself, if you're doing it, you should be doing it because you want to do it, not
okay.
it just to be a blessing to someone else, okay. not just for the affirmation.
Okay.
But
so it's an act of service.
Yes.
Okay. Holding the door is an act of service. Yes, sir.
Normally, when I'm out in the public, I'll just go ahead and hold the door, whether it's female or male. But you're especially supposed to do it for a female.
Okay.
And if I hold the door open for you, I done wasted probably about 3 or 4 seconds.
Okay.
So I'm going to expect you to say thank you.
Okay.
And if you don't say thank you, okay. I'm going to say you're welcome.
Okay.
He said. I'm going to say you're welcome.
Okay. What's wrong with you?
I hold the door open for people quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
And I think holding the door open, at least, you should at least get a head nod.
Okay.
Of thanks. At least a head nod.
Okay. All right. Just nod them, all right? Oh, have y'all ever been told by people, you know I love you? Well, you didn't tell me. So in words of affirmation, put your hand on your lips. It's something I'm supposed to say. You're supposed to say something. You can't know that you love if it's not said. How did God tells us how he feels about us. So if God is our example and he tells us, then what's wrong with you saying something? So it's done with your mouth, not with your head. I'm not supposed to mind read. I'm supposed to hear. So if words of affirmation are important to you, and let's say, for example, if you know that your loved one is words of affirmation, then you really want to listen to this message because that's how they're going to feel loved. And most of the time, they gravitate towards someone who won't say something. You follow me? So, you know, I really want you to especially listen to this part of the message because I've heard in counseling people say, well, you never tell me you love me. And what do you think that next person says back? You know I love you. Well, they just said what? What did they just say? You never tell me you love me. And then you turn right around and say, well, you know I love you. Well, if they knew, they wouldn't say that you never tell me. I mean, that's a... Okay. All right? So you got to say something. So words of affirmation is saying something. Then you're going to tell them why. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? You need pencil and pad? I see you listening. I see you listening. Take a middle note. So you're not only just going to tell them, hey, I love you, but then go ahead and throw in that reason why. Why y'all think it's important to know the reason why? Hold on, brother. Put your hand up. All right, I got Michelle. Miss Ashley?
I'm going to say because it's more believable when you can give somebody a reason.
Oh, it's more believable. Okay, so what do you mean by that?
What do I mean by that? Okay. Well, I can only give an example.
That's what we want.
My husband.
There
okay.
you go. Where your husband at?
I mean, he's in children's church.
He's in children's church. Okay.
I mean, he can tell me I'm beautiful all day, every day, and I feel like he's saying it because he has to. He's my husband.
Okay.
But if he can tell me why,
okay,
I feel like I can believe that he's not saying it because he's my husband.
Okay. All right. So how many ladies feel like that? That's married. Y'all raise your hand. Y'all driving. Okay, I'm going to do married first, and then I'm going to do... Okay, I'm gonna get there. Okay. All right, so raise your hand. So y'all wanna know the specifics. Okay? Because it makes it more believable. Okay. All right. Okay. Now let me get the single perspective. Okay? But more believable if you tell me specifics. Okay? Right, what were you saying about male? Wayne, you had a question or statement.
No, I was going to say, can you tell them things that you notice about them, like their quality? So it has a weight behind it, like you're not just saying it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It has weight behind it because you're giving specifics. I got two mics. Oh, go ahead, Michelle.
The reason I think you need more is because the culture has changed. Love ya. I love that cake. I love your shoes.
Ooh.
I love you too. I mean, really, I'm like your shoes. I'm like your cake. I mean, really.
Okay. So you just love everything.
Love everything.
Okay. All right. Yes, sir. I got one back here, one here. Yeah, you good.
Just to respond to Ashley's comment about male, well, her husband tell her she's beautiful, but she think that's how it's supposed to be. Now, I do the same thing with Jasmine, but if I didn't think she was beautiful, I wouldn't tell her.
Oh.
So, me, I don't mess with any ugly girls.
Oh.
So, so she looks beautiful, and I tell her she is beautiful. Yeah. Let me put that in the bud. Yeah.
You got Ashley fanning back there. All right, I got it. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Is conditions tied to that?
Hmm?
Is conditions tied to that? Because if you don't have a reason why, I mean, do you stop loving that person?
No. They just saying what they need is to feel based off specifics. Yeah. So we got a non-trust environment. I'm not saying the church is, no. I reel it back in. Society has built a non-trusting environment. And you just heard a good example. Michelle said, I love your shoes, I love your coat, I love your hat, and then I love you too. So specifics help because it puts in the people that the fact that they thought about it, they observed, and then they made a comment based off it. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I was going to say that it validates.
It validates. Okay, so given specific validates. Okay. All right, anybody else? Claudia?
Well, you were just saying about a non-trust environment. Mm-hmm. I think if a person all of a sudden says, I love you or whatever, you holding out wonder what have you done?
Okay.
You know, what's coming up now?
Okay, all right.
You know, it's a non-trust. Okay. Situation.
So I love you, and then next they're going to ask for the loan? Is the loan coming next?
Some.
The question about the loan? All right, so y'all just chew on it now, all right? Tell others. When you tell others, it shows honor. So I'm going back to the mindset that most people that have a challenge with giving words of affirmation have a challenge telling people and using words to express it. I mean, I've had people come up to me and say, Pastor, I don't give compliments, but I wanted to let you know I appreciate you. All right, so which one do I take? The one I don't give or the one, but I'm going to give you one? Now, that's a real question. Y'all help me out. Wait, hold on. Mike.
I think you would take the second one.
The second one?
He already said that he don't give compliments.
Okay.
So he think more of you.
Okay.
But to give you a compliment.
Okay. All right. So listen to the second one.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody else, Michelle.
I was piggybacking on that. Yeah. Because okay. If I don't do something,
okay,
that means I'm stepping out of my comfort zone.
Okay. Okay.
To really let you know, okay, I must really appreciate you.
Okay.
Because I don't go around doing this all the time.
Okay. Amen. All right. So that's why we're talking about this. Words of affirmation. When you hear something, he bring you the mic. So to tell others shows honors. So if you keep it to yourself, a person never knows, right? Yes, sir.
It just sounds like there's something else attached to it. That's all.
Okay.
You don't know what they're really saying. They're saying two different things.
They're saying double.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's look at in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, about words encouraging each other. Let's see what the Bible says. Y'all think the Bible says anything about encouraging each other? If the Bible says, the Word says, can we do it? Okay. All right, let's see what it says. But continually encourage one another every day as long as it's called today.
Uh-oh.
And there is an opportunity. So that none of you will be hardened into settled rebellion by the deceitfulness of sin. It's cleverness, delusious? Delusive glamour. And sophistication. Ooh, sin is sophisticated. Y'all know I never noticed that. Sin is sophisticated. Okay, all right. So, okay, I'm going to keep going. But see that part where it said continually encourage one another? So do you think one time is enough? But it says continually encourage one another every day as long as it's called today. You're looking for an opportunity, and then you encourage based off that opportunity. So what would opportunity look like? Y'all tell me how it would present itself. An opportunity to encourage somebody. I see one.
I think each Sunday when you stand at the front of the sanctuary at the end of service is a great opportunity just to say thank you.
Okay.
Because you pour out a lot to us and even to compliment, you know, about the style of the service or whatever we learn, things like that.
Okay. All right. So each opportunity after I stand at the end of the service. That's an opportunity. What's another opportunity where you need to encourage somebody?
I guess whenever you see somebody that's doing something to improve themselves.
Ooh, okay.
New hairdo, new shoes, new whatever.
Okay.
It's anytime that you come in contact with someone.
Okay.
Whether, like, what I started doing when I come in church, sometimes I'm like, oh, hey, beautiful. Oh, yeah, I like your outfit, you know, as I'm greeting that person.
Okay.
So that way it doesn't matter when you're coming into contact with somebody. If you go ahead and say something, you've done it. You come in contact with so many people all day long. So if you in the store and somebody held the door, oh, thank you for holding the door as you're going through the door. You don't have to sit there and have a long conversation.
Okay.
You know, just anytime you come in contact with somebody, just say something.
Okay. So Erica's daughter, she like wearing hair pieces, you know, little bows on her head and stuff. So the other day, she got it on today, the white dress, got the little bow on top. And I said, oh, that's a pretty dress. And she looked at me, she did like this, like, what about my bow? Okay. She said, you know, I hear what you're saying about my dress. It's a touch the head. What about my bow? So I say the bow too. That's a nice outfit. Okay? Now, come on. If she that small and she want the whole deal, come on, baby. She there? She put it here? Well, who else got Mike Porter?
I think sometimes we miss opportunities to encourage other people because the one sentence
that sticks out, the one you have in bold, to continually encourage one another. Sometimes people will come to you with their problems, and maybe they got the same problem.
Okay.
Continually.
Okay.
And you don't want to encourage them because you say, well, you should have got it by now.
Okay.
But a lot of times I think you miss the opportunity to just say, hey, can I encourage you real quick about that situation?
Okay.
Because if somebody's telling you, they probably want some advice.
Amen.
I mean, some people just want to complain, but some people probably actually want your advice.
Okay.
And that's you might good. Miss an opportunity.
So turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor. How long did it take you? I'm looking at the clock. Because sometimes it takes us a while to get something, don't it? You know, because we more mature now, and we got the victory over that area, then they tell us two or three times, and what we think, Dale? You ought to be over that by now. Anyway.
A good time to encourage someone is when they're having challenges.
Okay.
And when I read this, it made me think of my son. Like, he's trying to learn how to read now.
Okay.
We're doing a lot of working on that. And he's really hard on himself. So I find myself telling him, you got it. You're 6 years old. Okay. You know, you're doing better. Well, I hate to compare him to other kids. But you're doing better than most kids.
Okay.
Like, you got this. Don't, because he's a child that if he tries too hard and he doesn't get it, he'll give up.
Okay.
And so mama and daddy have to continue to encourage him.
Okay. All right. So you continue to do it. Okay. Who else? Yes, ma'am. Continually.
It just seems like every time I see somebody or get in front of them, the Holy Spirit always shows me something that just sticks out.
Okay.
And I always have to say something. And sometimes it's like, God, do you have to say that to everybody? Do you have to say something nice to everybody that you come in contact with? I like what you said about the fact that be sure to tell them why. Mm-hmm. So it just doesn't sound like, you know, words coming out of your mouth. Oh, here she comes again. Oh, she's telling me she like my shoes. Oh, she like my hair. But to be able to add why, you know, that attracted my attention would be something good to do. And then another scenario is even in our coming and going, I remember I was in a dressing room one day and I heard the attendant, you know, who gives you the little tag. Uh-huh. She was complaining to a friend of hers that was standing nearby about a promotion that she did not get, that she trained somebody for the job, and she was just so disheartened and brokenhearted. When I came out of the dressing room, Holy Spirit said, that's an opportunity for you to encourage her.
Okay.
And even though she didn't get that job, doesn't mean that there's not another better one waiting for her. So there's always opportunities for us to encourage.
Amen. And the key component that I get out of that word today is that it might have to be multiple things. So if in that day, do you just have one thing that normally has a challenge for you? Is it just one thing throughout your whole day? So while today is going on, there are multiple challenges that you might need to be encouraged about. That's all I got to say about it. Words encouraging each other. Let's look at another scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Do not let unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, that's the word I want you to key in on, vulgar words, let's go to worthless words, ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good for the building up of others, according to the need and the occasion. So the last scripture we looked at, it was just an occasion. Now we're looking at a need. So that it will be a blessing to those who hear, everybody say, you speak. So is somebody listening to you speak? Is somebody listening other than the person you're talking to? Who else is listening? Who else is listening? So if the word go ugly, then Satan says, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send my demons to help out with, ooh, I needed a Christian to be able to speak a word, a negative word into their life so I can help bring that to pass. And God is saying, when they talk, they're talking through me about them. So that's why he's saying, don't use your words worthlessly. When you say something, think about what you're going to say before you say it. Now, is this word going to build up or is it going to tear down? Because, guys, it's easy to kick folk when they're down. How many of y'all been kicked when you're down? How many of y'all been kicked and stepped on while you were down? We say rolled over. Kicked, stepped on, and rolled over. I'm telling you guys, think about it. Somebody's crying. I see you. If somebody's crying, now is not the time to tell them how they messed up. Because they already crying. So can you find another word to say? Can we look at another avenue? Can we find something wholesome that we can say? Can we find another way to build them up? Because they're crying based off pain. So you know if you hadn't have done that, then this wouldn't have happened. Is that the right time? It's not? So what would you say? You got the mic.
Actually, one of the things that was thinking about, talking about words of affirmation in general in this technological world, this is actually spoken word versus like emails or texts or voicemails. It's actually speaking to the person.
Speaking to the person.
It could be either via the phone or live chat or whatever that is, or obviously in person. But it's actually the physical words. It's not emails or anything else. Okay, just wanted to clarify.
I mean, you can use emails, but emails are not as powerful as the words that you're speaking. I got one all the way in the back. I got one outside the door in the back.
I was going to say some people don't know how to do that because all they've had was worthless and vulgar things spoken to them. You know what I mean? So I've come across a lot of people who seen somebody who's in need or somebody who maybe need a word of encouragement but just simply don't know how to give it to them.
Okay.
Because they never got it.
Okay. And that's why at the end of this slide presentation, I got step by step because I already took it into account. Amen? So y'all ready for this? So do not let unwholesome, and I'm going to worthless words, ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good for building up yourself. Can y'all put yourself in there? Can we replace others with ourselves? So that means you're not supposed to talk about yourself in a worthless manner. Y'all heard people say, I'm dumb, I'm stupid. What else y'all heard people say? Y'all can shout it out. I'll repeat it. I can't get it. I'm so crazy. I can never do anything right. Huh? I'm always forgetting things. I'm terrible with names. That's not who I am. I hate it when I do that. I'm a hot mess. So that it will be a blessing to those who hear you speak. So if I'm cursing myself with worthless words, I'm not being a blessing to the person who's hearing me speak. Who's hearing me speak? Faith come by hearing and hearing myself speak. So let's just repent. Y'all ready to repent? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, I've said some unwholesome and worthless words to myself, that they did not build me up, but they tore me down. And those words that I spoke didn't agree with you, but agreed with the enemy. So I renounce, pull up, utterly destroy those words. And I choose to speak blessed words that will produce blessings in my life. And to let you know how serious I am about that, I'm ready to receive right now a word that you have for me that I can say to myself and I can hear over and over in Jesus' name. So other than security, everybody shut your eyes. So Father, in the name of Jesus, repeat after me. Because I have repented and gave you that care, I'm ready to receive the word of encouragement that you have for me today. I receive it now, and I'll know it. You'll either tell me something, show me something, or give me a knowing, and I receive it right now in Jesus' name. So as he shows you, just raise your hand. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. You can put your hand there. 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. And those that thought they didn't hear, repeat after me. Say, it's a lie. Your word says that if I ask, I'll receive. If I seek, I'll find. If I knock, it's open unto me. So I choose to receive. I see. I see. Can you open your eyes? Who wants to share the word he gave? I got one all the way in the back, outside the door. What did he say?
I got the word. One word, it was conqueror.
Conqueror.
And
okay.
I got a, you know how the kings have the big, those big rods
and uh-huh.
the staffs? I got that with the helmet laying on top of it with the cape draped around it.
Come on, man. Yeah. Yes, sir. So what are you supposed to walk around saying? Conqueror. So if God gave him the word conqueror, do you think some stuff he got to conquer is coming?
Yeah.
So what is he supposed to say? As long as it's today, or whatever that situation is, he says it as much time as he needs it. But write this down. God's word has no expiration date. Come on now, don't get me started. It has no expiration date. It never goes out of style. If you're a conqueror today, you're going to be a conqueror a year from now. You're going to be a conqueror 5 years from now. That word is applicable. Is that it, Jasmine? Go. Don't mess with the brother. It's applicable to every situation. I had to get in there twice. Go ahead. I said, okay. We're stepping out. Everybody will step all the way out. All right, who else got a word for me? What do you say? Who got the mic? Yes, ma'am.
Mine was love.
Love? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are you going to say to Erica when she's in front of the mirror?
That I'm loved.
Okay. All right. What are you going to say to Erica when she's riding down the road?
That I'm loved.
What are you going to say to Erica while you're sitting in the seat?
That I'm loved.
Okay. All right. So, Megan, if you see her mouthing something, you know she's saying, I'm love. Huh? Who else? Got the mic. Yes, sir.
It was almost like God just patted me on my back. And I'm in a sense where he just reminded me. I will always say, it's always going to be something. It's always going to be something.
Okay.
And these two over here, Jazz and Curly, like, just reminded me. Just stop saying that because it's speaking negative, saying it's always going to be something. And when I was saying that, it was something like every week, whether okay. it was a new bill, whether it was something on the job, whether okay. it was friends or death.
Okay.
It was just always I was saying that.
Okay.
And ever since I stopped saying it, it hasn't been something every week.
Okay.
It's just the change of mindset.
Okay, change of mindset. Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
It's not just one word. He told me that I can do anything.
You can do anything. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what you put? How often are you supposed to say that?
Every day.
Every day? Okay. One time a day? Two times a day?
No.
Okay.
All day.
All day? Okay. All right. Who else? Yes, ma'am.
Blessed.
Blessed. Okay. You receive it?
Yes.
Okay. Right. No expiration on it.
He just reminded me of my identity.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You don't want to tell us what it is, man? Yeah. you want to be cool about it? You want to hold it in?
No, man.
Look, Sharon, peeping out of the seat. She jumped out of the seat.
Good. Well, he said I was a treasure, so he just said remind me. He kept reminding me of that.
Okay. All right. Okay. So how often are you supposed to say that?
Well, he said you better say it more than you've been saying it.
Ooh. Ooh. Whoa. Oh. Y'all hear what he said? So I guess based off that, he hadn't been saying it much, huh? Write this down. You don't have to understand it to walk in it. You don't have to understand it to walk in it. If his principles, his law says, say this, then what do we need to do? Say it. All right? What else? Yes, ma'am.
I'm glad you said you don't have to understand it
yes,
to
ma'am.
Walk in it, because I sure didn't understand mine.
Okay.
And he showed me a picture of a roof.
Okay, a root.
On a roof, on
roof.
A house.
Okay, all right.
But it was a half a house, so I was thinking, house? Are you saying house? Am I a house?
Okay.
And no, but he was showing me the roof. Uh-huh. And as I was listening to everybody else, I'm still listening to him, listening for him. And I feel him saying strong and supportive.
Ooh.
And I have no idea what that means to me, but I'm going to just roll with it.
Okay, you're going to roll with it? Yeah. Can y'all find a scripture for my Bible scholars and everybody else in here? Where the scripture said he'll take the foolish things of the wise and... Oh, okay, I guess y'all know what I'm talking about then. All right, y'all find that for me, let me know. Strong and supportive, Ashley. I wonder why he would say a thing like that about you. Strong and supportive. So y'all looking for that scripture for me? All right, who else? Why they find the scripture? Yeah, Nicole? I got one over here, somebody. Raise their hand. Who had the hand up? Or was that you scratching something?
I'll say.
All right. Okay.
I was scratching, but I'll give mine.
Okay. I got you, Nicole. Why is she getting it?
Initially, I thought it was a bib, like a baby's bib, but it was actually a necklace. Like Egyptian women used to wear those big collar necklaces that I like to wear, actually. and the word that I heard was royalty.
Royalty. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. How often do you think you're supposed to say that, Nicole?
More than I've been saying.
More than I've been saying. You're sitting at your desk. Challenge come. Just when he gives you identity, guys, you got to recognize something. Identity shifts the focus from your lack to his abundance. From your ignorance, and ignorance is not a bad word. It just means I don't know something. Your ignorance to his knowledge. So when I'm faced with a situation, I just say, I'm his best. Now, when you say I'm his best, that opens up a whole different mindset. Then, man, I can't do this. What in the world? So that's all I got to say about it.
Okay, he gave me the word lovely.
Lovely. Okay, you receive it?
Yes, I do.
So how often?
All the time.
All the time. Okay. Anybody else? Got a word? Michelle, and then go ahead. Go ahead, Shane.
He told me you got this.
You got this. Okay. Need to say a little while? All the time.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I got growth.
Growth?
Because I'm starting to work out with Boo.
Oh.
So I can get my summer self ready.
Okay.
And I'm starting to go get my facials more so I can get my dark spots cleared up.
Okay.
And I'm starting not to be as hard on my waitresses and servers.
I know they appreciate it.
Yeah. So growth.
Growth. Okay. All right. Say it often.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I believe. Scripture is Proverbs 15:12.
Okay, what
does it say? The tongue of the wise speaks knowledge that is pleasing and acceptable, but the babbling mouth of fools spouts folly.
Oh. So don't nobody want to be called a fool, do you? And there's another one in the. You think you have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get a mic right here. You can keep hers with that.
Colossians 1:27, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world and things which are despised had God chosen, yeah, and those things which are not to bring to naught that are.
Okay, so read that top part again.
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty.
So that's where I get, you don't have to understand something in order to walk in. Because he's going to choose something that's different than anything you ever encountered so that you can walk in that. You follow me? Think about it. Tithing. I'm going to give away 10% of my income and I'm going to have more by giving away 10%. What happens if I keep the 100? I mean, in that, you know, does that make sense to y'all? So he used the foolish things of the world. Don't you give that money to your church to confound the wise. But when you give your 10%, you get more than... Anyway. Tell when something is exciting. I got one here. They got you.
I got Darling Girl, I Got You.
Darling Girl. Okay. Is that important to you, Michelle?
Yeah.
You can go ahead and feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really important because sometimes when things are coming at you and you feel like you're all alone, to know that somebody
has your back and is looking out for you in ways that no human being can, affecting things far away from you that you have no control over. Yeah, that's a big one.
Okay. And so how do you think you ought to say that?
As I breathe.
Okay. Ooh. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to get the scripture from Wayne.
Okay, Wayne. What was the scripture? 1 Corinthians 1:27. It's 1 Corinthians. Yeah, not Colossians. 1 Corinthians 1:27. Okay. Everybody got it? I got one more hand in the back. So God has given us specific words that he wants us to use to walk in the victory that he's called us to. So the word that he gave us is not only for today, but it's for our future.
There was a word that you got from the Lord, that New Year's kind of get-together we had. And one of the things you said for 2017, the word you got from the Lord was to seize the opportunity. And now that every time an opportunity comes up in my mind, I've never thought about anything more than that, than what you said. And every time an opportunity comes, I grab it immediately. Not only that, the first day after you said it, I had an opportunity to sit down with my brother, which is something I wanted to do for a long time, and reconcile our relationship. So I just tell myself that, too.
Amen. So how did it go when you said that?
I was able to tell him that I used to be the youngest for the longest time, and he came along, and I was always – I never treated him right because he was the younger brother. And I guess in our men's classes, we talked that I felt replaced, that I was always the baby, and I felt like he came in and took my shine and my thunder. So I never treated him like the older brother like I needed to. And I told him that I was sorry and that I love him. You can tell that, like, a weight just lifted off of him. He was like, that's the big brother I've been wanting the whole time.
Come on,
and
man.
It made me feel good at the same time, you know what I mean?
Okay.
That I was able to be there for him. And he came over to my house, and I let him make a beat on my computer and everything. And it was actually pretty fire, actually.
Yeah?
And it was cool, yeah. So ever since then, our communication has been great, and I'm just blessed.
Okay, amen.
See an opportunity.
Yo, man, I'm going to kill the spiders over your head right here. Everybody looking at it. There you go. See how easy that was? I took y'all attention away. Can somebody give me a tissue so I can wipe my hand? There's one right on anyway. People were looking at it. They were like. So, guys, come on now. Think about this thing. One man. Thank you. Okay. All right. Go clean on it. All right. Thanks, Jerry. One man repented and changed another man's life. I'm going to do it. I got you. Okay. I'm just messing with you. We like to have fun in church. She said, thank you so much. You've been watching them for a while? Yeah. She didn't want to reach over your head or nothing like that. You good. I saw her looking. I was like, okay. But think about that. One man repented and changed another man's life. So y'all know y'all pastor. So who you need to repent to so you can change their life? Sound like an altar call to me. Do you need to go to the person? We can stop the service right now. You can go right over to them and ask them to forgive you. I had a hard heart towards you. I was angry with you about something. You hurt me when you said such and such thing, but I'm taking responsibility. And would you mind forgiving me for the way I said it, the way I act towards you? Anybody need to do that? Or I need to get y'all to shut y'all eyes? Because it's going to get done. Because somebody waiting on you. They can't go for it. Because they trusted you. They believed in you. Like what Andre said, you were supposed to be in their corner and you wasn't. So y'all go ahead and close your eyes. Y'all trying to be all spiritual and everything. Y'all know that don't work here. Thank you, Mr. Will. So, Father, I know the person that I need to forgive. I know the person that I hurt, and I need to walk over to them, and I need to ask them to forgive me. But, Father, what I just saw on the inside just now was I asked for grace for the person that when that person has your anointing to get up and go and say, please forgive me, that the person that's responsible for receiving and you know we have a relationship, won't say nothing stupid. They won't say, oh, it's okay. Oh, I know you didn't mean it. But they'll just receive and say thank you. And I just call that manifested right now, Father, that if there's anybody in this congregation that needs to walk over to another brother and sister, because your word says that if I offended you, I need to go to you. Before I tithe, before I give any offers, I need to go to you. And I need to get it right with you, that person. So while everybody here got their eyes closed, and at the time that I say amen, you have the freedom to get up and go to that brother or that sister and tell them, I missed it. Please forgive me. In Jesus' name. Just keep it playing, Will. So I give you all that opportunity. Don't care about how somebody's going to look at you, what somebody's going to think about you. If you see them coming, just get up so that y'all can be together. Get up and do it.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, visit Pastor Paul for Sunday services at 11 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries, located at 5511 West Marshall Street, Richmond, Virginia, 23230. The telephone number is 866-333-9505. Or visit the website www.paulmorgan.org.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free. Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com.
www.thefoundationfortheblind.com and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio, a platform for Christians to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ, missions, and other topics related to Christian living and services to the community. The views, opinions, and positions expressed by host and or guest speakers on any given broadcast does not necessarily reflect or represent the views, opinion, and or official position of When Christians Speak Talk Radio.